Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's hard to believe, but it's already Friday. Another week has blasted past us. 3 hours, though, span out before us on this global transmission against tyranny. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And boy, have there been a lot of interesting developments today. We're finding out more of the reasons why Mr. Tenet resigned from the Central Destruction of American Agency. So we'll be going over that. Also, this is from the Scotsman, the big paper of Scotland. U.S. told Saudis to let Al-Qaeda gunmen escape. What a headline! It's not funny, though. They kill a lot of people. But in every case, you got Taliban, Al-Qaeda leaders, 8,000 of them pinned down in Afghanistan. You fly them out and then arrest innocent nobodies off the street and torture the daylights out of them for the television cameras. You got 160 bin Ladens in the country. When all of their air traffic's grounded, you fly them out under White House orders and protection. It's the same story over and over again. You got your Iraqis that you trained during the 80s who work for the CIA. They blow up Oklahoma City. And then you grab and drug your special forces officer, Mr. McVeigh, publicly give him the top MKUltra doctor, Jolly and West, which is admitted. This is the guy in the 77 MKUltra hearings. And openly they go, oh, this is his new federal doctor. It's the same story over and over again. The radical Muslim Arabs, my friends, are not even Muslims. They're CIA well-paid terrorists. Well, not all of them. Some are MI5, MI6, Mossad. I'm just going off the Jerusalem Post and Associated Press and, you know, the admitted facts. We have it all posted on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, you name it. U.S. told Saudis to let Al-Qaeda gunmen escape. And remember, the first day, that's what the news was saying, and the people on the ground going, yeah, we had them pinned down, we were ordered to release them. Same story over and over again. Oh, but don't worry, Al-Qaeda always says what's needed right at the right time to help the globalist. You know, Saddam's going, I don't work with Al-Qaeda, and suddenly bin Laden takes his release. Yes, I do, don't listen to him. Oh, that really, really helps things. Al-Qaeda's statement says high oil prices in Muslims' interest and that, well, Al-Qaeda's kind of behind it all. Sure, the oil companies are registering record profits. They control OPEC. They love what's happening. Bush refuses to release the Strategic Oil Reserve, wants to keep prices high because his entire cabinet's oil company people. But no, now the know-it-alls who don't even know how many continents there are, who the first president was, or who the vice president is, will go, I heard bin Laden did it. But we're paying a lot of money for gas because bin Laden. Everything ain't rained today because of bin Laden. My neighbor didn't pay a parking ticket. I bet that's a cat and Al-Qaeda activity. I better call the police. I mean, I'm not joking around about this. By the way, they're admitting something we've known for 2+ years. Every transaction you make through a big company, every house you buy, car you buy, you're being run through the Patriot Act database for taxes, for child support. It has nothing to do with terrorism. This is MSNBC. New horrible photos have been released of dead U.S. troops laying around a Humvee that got blown up. But again, here's that headline. The Patriot search buying a home. Prepare to pay. You have to pay for it. To have your name checked against a government list of suspected terrorists. Oh. And, of course, for all crimes. Bill Clinton says he really supports Bush, as usual. Of course he does. Of course he does. And much more. It's just a gigantic broadcast lined up for you. A lot of other news items and all the details. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right. We're now into the second segment of Global Transmission Against Tyranny as we blast out on the AM and FM dial. From Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, from Austin, Texas to Kansas City, Missouri. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave from 11 to 2 Central during the day at 94.75 and at night from 9 to midnight at 3210. And, of course, at PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.com. Okay, I'm about to get into these headlines. U.S. told Saudis to let Al-Qaeda gunmen escape. That's from the Scotsman, ladies and gentlemen. Al-Qaeda says the oil prices being high is good. See, it's not Bush or the oil companies. It's Al-Qaeda. They do everything bad. Some new horrific pictures of dead U.S. troops will be going over. When you buy a house, buy a car, anything, you're checked under the Patriot Act. Bill Clinton says that, you know, he loves George Bush, basically. We'll be going over all of this. But I was driving over here today to the studio, and I thought to myself, you know, the troops go to Iraq and they're given deadly experimental vaccines that the government knows are killing people. They've known for at least 13 years that the anthrax shot they give kills a lot of people. And it's been looked at. It seems that it's by design. And they know the smallpox shot is very dangerous. And they know that depleted uranium, according to their own top scientists, their own handbooks from the 80s and 90s, will kill you if you breathe it. But just because of the heavy metal nature, toxic nature of it, and not to mention the radiation. And this time they've basically bombarded all the Republican Guard installations. That's where our troops then moved into. And there's been French, Dutch, Spanish, Australian, American scientists, major institutions, universities over there, Geiger counters, you know, showing high radiation. They've tested the blood. Even the New York Daily News paid for this a few months ago and found that they had thousands of times the safe levels of uranium in them. Some of them had two rims of radiation. That will kill you. And indeed, thousands have died from the first Gulf War, thousands more dying. We've had the top scientists from the Army and others on this broadcast. But that's not an issue on the nightly news. If they mention it, they go, is depleted uranium perhaps a little bad for you? Let's talk to the government. Oh, it's wonderful. It's very nutritious. You know, I was just thinking about that, to the military, to the police. I mean, you'll serve this system. You'll do whatever they say as they admittedly document it. Poison the living daylights out of you with pleasure. I mean, they knew that Agent Orange caused massive skin cancer and internal cancer if you breathe it, and huge levels of birth defects. Basically, minced the chromosomes when the male is producing them in the male gland that does that. They knowingly did that. I mean, how many cases of this, but you just accept it? And then, in the last month, I've probably covered 10 mainstream news articles out of India, Africa, even England, where they go, my goodness, we found bizarre cancer viruses that were artificially engineered in major vaccines. My goodness, we found sterilization chemicals that sterilize all the women that are given this. My goodness, we found this, we found that. But we still take the vaccine. So if the government loves you so much, police, why do they tell you to take the same vaccines that us, the little people, the civilians, not the big officials, not the big authorities like you are, why then do they push it on you and your children too? You mean nothing to them. They hate your guts. You go, who is just pure evil and hates people's guts? Well, to be ruthless, to be totally powerful, to exercise power, to be in those positions of control, that has to be your nature. That's what history has shown. And you sit there in a naive fashion buying all the propaganda. So you better investigate what they're doing to you, not just to us, the little people, the civilians, as you like to call us, here in the new military dictatorship. I just wanted to warn you about this, because different types of cancers are up from 200 to 500, in some cases to several thousand percent. There's all these myriad new cancers, bizarre new designer cancers. And I told you the story. I went ahead and, I hadn't been in years, but I went ahead and went in about a year ago for a doctor's checkup for our family doctor here in Austin. And I went in, and, you know, the doctor, a few, 4 or 5 years ago, last time I saw him, he didn't really believe in the New World Order, made jokes at me. This was about 6, 7 years ago. And so I go in there last year, about a year ago now, and he goes, Alex, let me just tell you, you know, I volunteered at one of the big regional clinics. You know, we do that. It's part of our American Medical Association guidelines. We have to, you know, go volunteer and stuff. And he said, I couldn't believe it. You know, it's been banned since the early 80s, the polio vaccine, the oral one. You could only give it in the third world. And he goes, there, I don't know why. But he goes, you know, it's got live SV40 cancer virus, which gives you just a whole slew of interesting cancers. And he started going, I can't believe it. I was there watching him give it to the school children. He goes, it's incredible. And I go, well, can I use your name? No. I just want you to know it's true. What you're saying is true. It's not just the old vaccines, boys and girls. That's just vaccines that have been exposed. It's the new ones. I mean, I know that, you know, the last few weeks I just mentioned every hour on the hour, by the way, there's cancer viruses in your vaccine. By the way, there's sodium fluoride is deadly. By the way, aspartame is wood alcohol. By the way, you know, I've got to warn you. I mean, come on. This is out of control. It's admitted. Why are we putting up with this? Oh, my goodness. So, and there's a move in England to make you take the vaccines. The feds tried to pass state laws to make you take vaccines. Now, they did pass it federally in the Homeland Security package a year and a half ago. under a civil emergency. But now they're declaring civil emergencies in Georgia, no protesting. Civil emergencies in Paris, no protesting for Bush. See, they're, you know, mayors, we hear about it all the time. Oh, it was a civil emergency, so we don't need warrants to search your houses, and you know, you've got to sign an agreement, we can. This is all going on. And so we're going to enter a system where we knowingly understand that they're injecting us with a cancer virus that lays dormant in most of us, that is designed to be triggered once our cells have divided a certain number of times. It's very complex DNA sequencing. It then activates, and the protein sheath comes off of it, and you get cancer. Now, if you're really healthy and eat a lot of the proper foods and get a lot of antioxidants and exercise, your body can continue to fight that off. But at a certain point, it plugs in, and you get all these different horrible types of cancers. These designer cancers are accelerated forms of leukemia. Weird, what's described as purple yogurt type cancers that grow in your sinus into your brain. Weird skin cancers. I mean, all of this. I've sat up so many nights reading the prestigious medical reports. You know, they've had big symposiums in Chicago with medical experts and you know, hundreds of scientists. And that's just the cancer viruses. Oh, don't ever forget that they tell you they've taken the thimerosal mercury out of the vaccines. Now, what they did is they took it out of some of the vaccines or reduced it, but then in the MMR shot, this is mainstream news, this came out just about 6 months ago, in the MMR shot, in the flu shot, and a few others that they really push, that the most people take, that they try to, you know, push on the parents, they went up 215 times in the level of what it was. I mean, this is so cold-blooded. I remember about 3 months ago, ABC News finally reported, and it was just a little blurb on their website, wasn't on their newscast, and it's CDC documents released from 2000, just released earlier this year. And it's said, they had the corporate minutes. Oh, I wouldn't give this to my granddaughter. This is deadly. Millions have been brain damaged by it. Well, we got to cover this up. We can't let people know. It's just admitted. They know what they're doing to us. And so, you know what? It's easy to be lazy. It's easy to be in denial. I mean, they're publicly coming forward with the new national draft. You're still in denial about that. So it's easy driving along in your, you know, in your Lexus or your police car. You know, you're a member of the establishment, whatever your, you know, little strata you see yourself as. It's easy out there teeing off at the golf club. You feel like you've hit the elite level when you're nothing. You know, in the real strata, if you don't own the machines that print the money, and if you don't, you know, if your family didn't found the universities, and if your name isn't on the bioweapons labs, then you know you're nothing. But you feel like you're a member of the elite. Nothing can touch you. Why? We wouldn't do that. Why? I'm the head of the Kiwanis Club. We're the system. Nobody's like that. I just got a call today. Our granddaughter's 5 years old. She's got an advanced new form bizarre cancer. I heard that Alex talk about it, but it just can't be true. We're getting a new granddaughter. My daughter's pregnant again, but I guess we won't tell my daughter not to give her the vaccines. We'll just go bury our little granddaughter and give vaccines to the other ones. I drive a Lexus. I live in a $500,000 house, and then I'm part of the system. And there's no evil people running things. There's no giant eugenics program. I'm just going to ignore what Alex Jones says. It's so much easier. I'm not going to investigate because I'm a cowardly piece of filth. I don't care about my family. I mean, that's you. And you don't like me because I sit here and warn you. I mean, please don't jump off the cliff. Please don't stick your hand in the garbage disposal. You know, please. Please don't take that cyanide. I mean, I'm just here going, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen to me. Please. Please listen to me. Please. The government's behind the terrorism. Please listen to me. They're behind all this horrible stuff. Please. Please study history. Please study what's happening now. Here's the documents. Please. I don't want to see that. I'm a member of the system. Okay, you're a member of the system. All right. Okay, I heard you. Okay, cops, I heard you. Okay, don't listen to me. Take the shots. Just go ahead. I listen to him, but he gets a little upset, you know. Oh, I shouldn't get upset about them giving you cancer? Oh, okay. Okay, I'll just shut up about it, okay? We'll come back and talk about other stuff. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
You know, a word to the wise is sufficient on the vaccine situation. And, you know, I give you that hypothetical of the grandpa who thinks he's part of the establishment. All around him, his family's dying from this stuff. And it's just time to wake up to what's happening. Let's get into the other news. Then we'll go to your calls coming up in the next segment at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. U.S. told Saudis to let Al-Qaeda gunmen escape. That's the Scotsman, the big paper of Scotland. Saudi authorities gave safe passage to three Al-Qaeda gunmen after they killed 10 of the hostages they were holding at a hotel in the oil hub of Khobar, a senior security official said. The Saudi official said upon hearing Hostages have been killed. U.S. officials advise the Saudis that letting the militants go would avert a bigger catastrophe. The U.S. Embassy in Riyadh did not have immediate comment on the Saudi officials' account, which dovetailed with witnesses' accounts. Officials, the Saudi Interior Ministry, had said that three used hostages as human shields to escape Saudi commandos on Sunday, and a fourth attacker, said to be the ringleader, was captured. The official said the three walked away at about 2:20 a.m. on Sunday, hours before 80 commandos landed on the roof of the hotel by helicopter and began knocking on the hostages' doors to let them know they were free to leave. Reporters, less than a block away from the Oasis compound housing, the hotel saw bullets streaking over the heads of the direction of the complex. The official said that was machine gun fire from one of the two accomplices who were in a car not far from the site and were covering the three men's escape. The attackers walked across the compound, stole a van, and fled Khobar to nearby Dammam, the official said. They then abandoned the vehicle for a car commandeered at gunpoint from a Saudi driver and drove off with the police in pursuit. The three left behind a fourth militant because they thought he was dead, the official said. Saudi authorities had reported the gunmen they had in custody were wounded. The escape of the three gunmen, who killed 22 people, including a Briton, in a shooting rampage that began at two oil industry offices' compounds and ended 25 hours later, has stunned Saudis and expatriates. Many were wondering how the militants could have slipped away in an area blistering with hundreds of troops. The reason the Saudi government has given is a sketchy account of what happened and that it does not want to be seen as negotiating with terrorists. Now again, the Russians, in what, 8.5 years, couldn't take over Afghanistan with over 1 million men. But magically, with a couple hundred thousand troops, the globalists went in a month. And the Northern Alliance, who had part of the northern area of the country, had all their big guns up there, and they were not allowed to pound with their artillery the embankments. They would have three rings around a town or a base, so-called Al-Qaeda, LCIA would. And in the front line would be conscripts, goat herders, shoemakers, cobblers, and people like that. And the next line would be some Taliban low-level fighters, and then in the central area would be the Arab fighters, the controllers. And the Northern Alliance pointed out that our government would not bomb or attack the Arab fighters. Then C-130s, this has been all over the news, New Yorker, Times of London, even Fox News had to admit it. San Francisco Chronicle interviewed colonels who said we had them in our sights, weren't allowed to get them. Then helicopters would land, fly them to a nearby airbase, load them on C-130s with American pilots, and fly them out. Fly them out to Pakistan, which again helped set up the Taliban and Al-Qaeda with the CIA where they are today. And Fox News said, well, it was just an accident. They loaded 6,000. And then later it came out that it was actually 8,000. In my film made 2 years ago, I say 6,000. That's what the news said at the time. Now it's 8,000+. And it also came out they were being paid handsomely by the U.S. government. So there's another example. Of course, 160 of the bin Ladens flown out on 9/11. On the day after 9/11, the day after that, when all of their air traffic was grounded. I've been saying 144 because that's what the Miami Herald and other Miami papers reported days after 9/11. FBI and others were there trying to bust the bin Ladens, and U.S. Special Forces type guys in black suits showed up with little machine guns under their jackets and said, back off, get them on the planes. We have orders from the president. And they loaded all his business partners up and flew them out. So that's your America. That's who runs things. Al-Qaeda admittedly was set up by the CIA in 1979, and as late as 1999, a Senate report by Republicans documented how bin Laden was paid hundreds of millions of dollars by the Clinton administration to attack the Serbs in Kosovo, so when the Serbs fought back, they could say, oh, look, they're evil, and go in and take over. He's the fire starter. He's the boogeyman. Use a Star Wars analogy. A children's movie can figure this out. Count Dooku really works for the Emperor, and his job is to go create the crisis so the Empire can expand. A children's movie can figure this out. Can adults figure this out?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living food. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley, grass seed, and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers. And if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
They began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had.
It was headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus 2 copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your 1-year subscription. A 1-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
The Bilderberg Group is meeting right now in Italy. I would add, while Lord Bush is there. And then when Bush travels to France later this week, tomorrow, it's going to be total martial law in Paris. No protesting allowed. That's the Reuters. Then when he travels back here next week for the G8 summit, martial law in 6 Georgia counties on the coast, even though he's on Sea Island. It's all part of the new freedom, preemptive, no protesting. It's what America's all about. We fight so that we don't have any rights. The terrorists attack us because they hate our freedoms. The government are the terrorists, and they're getting rid of our freedoms. That's why they're the terrorists. We'll get into the Bilderberg Group, get into the story I just mentioned here. U.S. told Saudis to let Al-Qaeda gunmen escape. Patriot Act search, buying a home, prepare to pay to have your name checked against a government list of suspected terrorists. So that's coming up as well, just a jam-packed broadcast. We're about to go to Ann and Ed and Mike and many others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. You know, you can watch Michael Moore's new trailer for Fahrenheit 9/11. The New York Post said it was a ripoff of my film, but I don't totally agree with that. The point is, you can go watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm impressed with it, though I've talked to those that have seen the film, as I mentioned yesterday, and I've read a bunch of reviews. His answer is, America's evil, we need to have the UN take over, and that's why I said 2 years ago that 9/11 is going to come out, but it's going to be blamed on a cabal in America. We're going to be the bad cop, whereas in truth, we're a hand puppet for Europe, and that's just the facts. we have to go over and take over Iraq, then the UN comes in as the savior. So it's all meant to come out, and now we're learning why Mr. Tenet resigned, and very, very serious information on that front as well. I aired this a couple times yesterday, and I just can't help it. I want to air this trailer again. This is, I mean, just listen to this. I mean, he only covers about 2 or 3%, I'm told, of the real issues, but still, it's quite damning. Here it is.
You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
The FAA has taken the action to close all of the airports in the United States.
All commercial and airline traffic was grounded.
But we had some airplanes authorized at the highest levels of our government to pick up Osama bin Laden's family members and transport them out of this country.
In the middle of the war, corporations decided to hold a conference to figure out how much money could be made.
Once that oil starts flowing, it's going to be lots of money. Whatever it costs, the government will pay you.
It's going to be good for business, bad for the people.
Congressman, trying to get members of Congress to get their kids to enlist in the Army and go over to Iraq.
The USA Patriot Act allows for searches of medical and financial records.
It gives law enforcement almost unlimited power.
They wait till the middle of the night. It's printed in the middle of the night.
How could Congress pass this Patriot Act without even reading it?
Sit down, my son. We don't read most of the bills.
No one read it.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore. I would like to read to you the USA Patriot Act.
Let the eagle soar.
From the corridors of power.
Congressman? Congressman?
To the streets of small town America. To the front lines.
Impressive crowd, the haves and the have mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Comes the true story that will make your temperature rise.
Now watch this crowd.
All nations can do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
I call on all nations to stand up against the terrorists. Now watch this drive. Now again, then what they do is the neocons, who are more big government socialists than anybody, come out and go, Michael Moore's a socialist. He says, see, if you talk about 9/11, you're with those evil liberals. That's how the paradigm management works. And then, oh, the Democrats are going to save us in the film. That's what I've been told. I haven't seen it. I've talked to several friends in New York who have in screenings. So this is what's going on. All right. Bill Clinton protected al-Qaeda. Bill Clinton helped bomb Oklahoma City. The FBI cooked the bomb and trained the drivers in the first World Trade Center. And that's what we do in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. We expose Bill Clinton as the puppet, the terrorist puppet. We expose George Bush as the terrorist puppet. We expose the system behind these puppets and give you the big picture. And that's the difference between 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror, is that we go into all the details. So when your friends and family in the next few weeks go see Fahrenheit 9/11, be there ready with a copy of my films. You're authorized to make copies. That's right. As the New York Post even admitted, I'm not in this for money. I want you to make copies of my videos. I want to warn people, or the globalists are going to blow more stuff up, set up a total police state, and my family's not going to have a future. That's why I'm saying make copies. And I hope you figure that out, because your family's not going to have a future either, boys and girls. Okay, I mean, they're openly saying martial law. Top generals are openly saying it. They're openly built all these camps. I mean, this is really happening. Yes, you're really in the beginnings of a Soviet/Nazi state. But we can stop this if you'll go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order via our secure, safe shopping cart, or if you will simply call toll-free. And tell them you want the 9/11 videos, both of them. You want my book on 9/11. You want Paul Watson's great book on 9/11, Order Out of Chaos. You want Eric Hufschmidt's video on 9/11 that we carry in VHS and DVD. You want these films, and you want to get them out to people, and you want to expose this. So go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, order the videos now, folks. 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888 253 3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Get the films. Put them on Access TV. Get them to your universities. Give them to your police officers. All the opinion makers out there. This is so important. 888-253-3139. The videos are $25.95, all over 2 hours apiece. $20 when you order three or more. Let's go to calls, and I'll get into all the Bilderberg Group news and the terror news and the rest of it. Ann in New Mexico, thanks for holding her on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Fine.
You're a warrior, and I depend on you for accurate documentation. And by the way, Yahweh bless you.
Thank
you. And the listeners, please repent and turn to Yahshua. This is what I've been hearing on a shortwave, two different programs, concerning, this may be a hoax, I don't know, but concerning something coming toward Earth, and the debris should hit 610 with possible hits starting June 18th. And a Dr. Gartrell in Australia has been revealing this. Now, both places where I heard it on shortwave suggested going to bushcountry.org, but a friend of mine went, and it didn't even come up. But last night I was listening to, and I'm not advertising here. Could I give the website?
Well, ma'am, I'm aware of all this. Let me just try to give you some background on this.
Yes, sir.
This is a reoccurring kind of bi-yearly urban legend.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's, yeah. And
thanks. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, let me try to give you a 2 or 3 minute synopsis of this. You want to hang on or you want me to let you go?
Well, I'll listen to you, okay? And thank you so much, and Yahweh bless you.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you too. Okay, listen. I mean, I could spend 3 hours on this one point. That's my great frustration. I mean, I live this. This is what I do. I spend 4 or 5 hours a day reading the news wires, reading scientific reports, researching. This broadcast is the most popular, most powerful populist, patriot, you know, conservative, libertarian, whatever you want to call it, broadcast in the country, alternative broadcast, because I do not speculate, and I do not give you urban legends, and I do not get into Chicken Little scenarios that are not founded. Okay? I'm glad you brought this up. About 5 years ago, started getting calls, Planet X, the 10th planet's going to smash us, going to kill us any minute. It's going to be here in 2000. It's going to be here in 2001. It's going to be here in 2002. Oh, the Gregorian calendar was three years off, which I predicted they'd say when it didn't come. Oh, the calendar was off. It'll be here in 2004. Didn't happen. Now, something blew up. Multiple explosions over the Pacific Northwest yesterday morning at 2 in the morning. And then this weird hoax report goes out on a local news station in Seattle where they go, this was a meteorite. We're going to pick up the debris of it. Was it really a hoax? Now, they admit that there were giant explosions in the sky. That part's not a hoax. But they insert this supposed hoax in that, oh, the meteor didn't hit the ground or chunks of it didn't, and there isn't some secret government group out inspecting it. I don't know if that's true or not, so I'm not going to talk about it. I mean, I mentioned it, but we don't know. We know there were giant explosions witnessed by hundreds of thousands, because most people were asleep, heard by tens of millions. I mean, it was heard in three states, multiple giant rolling explosions, okay? And we've seen this before. I have seen this when I was about 13 out camping. I heard this noise, look up, there's this giant white fireball that then explodes, and my father goes, that's a stone meteorite. That's what stone meteorites do. They come in, they're the size of a locomotive of hard stone and iron. They heat up, the gases expand, they explode, thank God, or they would devastate a large area. We're talking, killing half the people in Dallas, Texas, if one the size of a freight train hits, coming in at a couple hundred thousand miles per hour. All right? Now, long before we had all these technologies that, you know, it could be some type of government technology, could be a spacecraft reentering, blowing up, but that the government, NASA even says it could be space debris, we don't know. But in 1918, over Siberia, one blew up with the equivalent power of a good-sized nuclear bomb, but luckily there was no one, you know, in that area, and but for decades, you know, there were all these flattened trees. I'm sure you've seen it on television, the film of that. So again, we don't know, but what happens is every time a meteor comes in or some space junk comes in, these people reemerge saying that this planet's about to hit us, saying it's the end of the world. This planet comes by every 3,600 years, and giant lizard aliens, you know, like a gang of pirates, pull upside our planet and jump off of Planet X and begin gobbling us. I mean, I'm sorry, people. I'm just not going to get into it. I will read you the Associated Press about 3 1-million-man camps. I will get into, you know, things that are real, which people have trouble believing. I will read Army documents where they say they want to put microchips in your brain. That's hard enough to believe. But a planet pulling upside us with lizards jumping across, with large fangs, seeking our blood, our brains, actually. They want to eat our brains, according to these people. I'm not going to go there. Okay? And this is a tactic used by some people in the establishment. I mean, notice, look. It was a Kansas City Star, New York Times article, Wired News article, a bunch of them last year, where it admitted that this Rothschild character hooked up with Bill Clinton's former chief of staff with the Sci-Fi Channel is actually involved in some weird government program to put out these reports that this is going to happen. So we know where this is originating from. And then a lot of well-meaning people go out and pick up on this and parrot it ad nauseum. Now, could a giant meteor hit us next week and kill a million people and then black out the sun for 2 years? And could the temperature of the Earth fall to below zero? And could 5 billion people die? And yes, but isn't it interesting we suddenly hear all these stories? Meanwhile, this big movie's out, the day after tomorrow. It is now admitted that it was a government test on Halloween, back during the Depression, with Orson Welles and the War of the Worlds. That was actually a psychological warfare test. I'm here at Bakersfield. The aliens have exited. They're firing heat rays. The aliens are attacking us. Oh, my God, it's all over. We've got to... I mean, this is... come on, people. We've got Iron Mountain. We've got government reports. Even Scientific American a decade ago admitted that they've got hologram machines that can project Jesus, Buddha, the Pope, whatever they want in the sky. They used this in 91 against the Iraqis. So this is part, at least the psychological warfare edge of it, is part of a larger program. There is an official government program that we've documented to have a fake alien invasion. We have it from good sources. They've got giant blimps rigged up to look like spaceships with all sorts of newfangled projectors in them to have spaceships flying in and out of the mothership. I'll make a movie about that. I'll give all my ideas away, but the government would not want that produced. They admit that the government actually encouraged and helped fund some of the production of these movies about these impacts and these asteroids coming to get us and the world coming together to battle it and to deal with it. There was actually a German program. Did you know this is declassified? They had jets that looked like flying saucers. Did you know this? And they would have German soldiers in these alien outfits would actually get off and do things to try to... Hitler had a lot of weird programs going, and we just picked up on a lot of that. That's actually confirmed. So this is a very old program. And, are there extraterrestrials? Probably. There's billions of star systems. Could they land tomorrow? Yes. Could an asteroid kill us all tomorrow? Yes. Have asteroids hit us and killed a lot of creatures? Yes. That's about it, folks. I didn't want to spend all day on this. But, again, they keep recycling the story that That's why the aircraft fleets, aircraft carriers are being launched, 7 of the 12 right now, and that's why, you know, there's all this security and martial law stuff. It's really because it's about to be the day after tomorrow, right when the movie comes out. I mean, just come on. Come on. Ed in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ed. Didn't mean to, or Ed's gone. Mike in Texas. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I'd like to make a point about RFID chips.
Yes.
Okay. What I've had success with lately is people. I hear your music. Can I hold a moment?
Yes, you can. Please continue.
Okay. I've heard it's real hard to get through to people about the RFID chips. I equate them with the tattoo on the forearm, and that's a symbol that everyone seems to.
Tell you what, Mike, stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. We're talking about radio frequency identification devices. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Perhaps I should give a more cogent-focused, detailed analysis of the New Age UFO religion, how it's government-sponsored. How H.G. Wells worked with Orson Welles. I even have the old radio recordings of them talking on one of the San Antonio stations about it. And how this was all basically a psychological warfare program. We see the same stuff being carried out today as a way to cover up secret government programs of advanced technologies, as a way to scare the public into submission. Perhaps I should talk about that in the next hour, but the toll-free number to join us, we'll take a lot of calls in the next hour. Go to your calls quickly, 1-800-259-9231. Got a bunch of details, the Bilderberg Group that's meeting right now, a bunch of mainstream news articles on that, the real rulers of the globe, and a BBC article that attacks anybody that discusses them. We'll also get into the latest developments in Iraq and the Patriot Act as well, but Mike in Texas, yes, they've announced that all products are already starting to have them put in, but all products will have it put in the near future. Small tracker chips, this will replace the barcode and will track you to your home and then even to the landfill. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, and I explained that to people and have gotten a lot of glazed looks, but something that does seem to work is to equate this with another society. I asked them what other society tracked people down to that minute level. And invariably, the Nazis, the tattoo on the forearm registers. Old people, young people seem to be aware of the tattoo. And you know, that's a way to get other folks to think about it, to start doing some of their own thinking about the how bad, what a bad road this is to go down.
Well, in 2001, Walmart announced that all their products by 2004 would have it, and they tried to do that because it was Walmart in 86. People wouldn't accept the barcode. And then Walmart said all suppliers must have this, and that finally made all the suppliers go to it, and so that then became the norm. Now, they're about a year behind, but they say by next year everything will have it. Thousands of products already have it, from Gillette razors to the cans of soup, a little tiny chip smaller than a grain of sand. And then they'll also scan your name onto it when you leave and use that as part of a tracking system. And this is all admitted. And then now they're even coming out at some Safeways and Kroger's around the country with smart carts where it has the RFID and you just throw it in your basket, walk out, and it face scans you because the driver's license facility already got the digital photo. It matches it to that. And then you leave and then, oh, you get the discount. Your products are about 20% cheaper if you enroll in this. And then, see, after they've got us all conditioned, then everybody will have to do it.
Right, and a lot of people don't seem to be aware of the logical outcome of that. Once all of that is in place...
What do I have to hide? So what if I'm being scanned and everything I buy being tracked? Well, then if you're not a good globalist, they simply turn off your face scan and say you're a bad person under the CAPS 2 system, and the nice armored vehicle pulls up to pick you up as you leave the grocery store.
Right, exactly, and instead of a tattoo on the arm, it's all in the computer. And
it's all according to your face, your thumbprint, your voice, yes.
Yeah, and one other thing, the woman who called about the explosions, you know, Wernher von Braun said we were going to fight communism, terrorism, then asteroids, then space aliens. And
that's because that was a German plan.
Right.
A way to mobilize the people. And, folks, this is mainstream history. This is History Channel stuff. It's not, and again, it's not real aliens. It's the threat of them.
Right. They created communism, created this current terrorist threat. So what's to stop them from creating light shows, asteroids, space aliens?
That's the admitted program.
Yeah.
And they've got the so-called Patriot movement out there promoting it for them. Sure sells a lot of books, though.
Yeah. And it all seems to be on track, according to what he said, near the end of his life. So that's all I had. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. And again, Wernher von Braun was the head of Nazi technology development, the rocketry expert. And he was then the head of NASA with Mr. Goddard. And, it's true, the Nazis had these jets that looked like flying saucers. They only had a few of them, and they were doing tests of guys getting out in rubber suits. You know, I'm an alien, serve the Nazis. It seemed to work quite well on Russian peasants.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.